Assalamu alaikum and welcome back. Aisha, may Allah be pleased with her, goes on to say that the Prophet ﷺ, between every two rak'ahs, he used to offer at-tahiyyat. So usually, after the second rak'ah, there is a position where he sits and he offers the tahiyyat, the salutation of the Prophet ﷺ, known as at-tahiyyatu lillahi wa salawatu wa tayyibat as-salamu alayka, or السلام على النبي ورحمة الله وبركاته السلام علينا وعلى عباد الله الصالحين أشهد أن لا إله إلا الله وأشهد أن محمدا عبده ورسوله In some narrations أشهد أن لا إله إلا الله وحده لا شريك له وأشهد أن محمدا عبده ورسوله So after every two rak'ahs, generally speaking. And why do I say generally speaking? Because there are incidents where we do not sit after the second rak'ah. When is that? It's when we offer witr. So the Prophet ﷺ used to offer one rak'ah as witr, or three rak'ahs, either praying two and concluding them with salam, and then praying the third and concluding it with salam. So it's two different units. Or praying the whole three, but not sitting in the second rak'ah as he does in the Maghrib, but he stands up and finishes the third rak'ah and sits in the third rak'ah and offers the tashahhud. Understood. So it is forbidden to pray witr prayer similarly to the Maghrib, sitting in the second and sitting in the third. The Prophet prohibited this and told us, do not pray it like Maghrib. So you pray it two, then salam, then another one separate, or you pray three, but you do not sit in the second rak'ah. Not only that, Mother Aisha used to say that he used to pray five rak'ahs with only sitting in the fifth and offering salam. Not only that, she said that he used to pray seven rak'ahs with only sitting in the seventh. So all seven rak'ahs continuous, only sitting in the seventh and offering salam. And finally, he used to pray nine rak'ahs as witr, but he used to sit in the eighth, offer tashahhud and stand up, and then offer the ninth and sit for tashahhud and conclude it with salam. But this is not our topic, which is witr. So we go back to our topic, which is the Prophet's habit in Sunnah, is to sit after every two rak'ahs and offer at-tahiyyat as prescribed earlier. And then she says that whenever he used to sit, on his left foot, erecting the right foot. And this is known as, in Arabic, al-iftirash, meaning that he's making his left foot as if it is a mattress to sit on. So this is the way he used to sit when there are two rak'ahs, and throughout the whole prayer, except when there is a third rak'ah, as in the Maghrib, or when he sits in the fourth rak'ah and the final rak'ah, as in Dhuhr, Asr or Isha. Then he would use another way of sitting, which is known as At-Tawarruk. And what is At-Tawarruk? At-Tawarruk is derived from Al-Wirk, which is the hip. So the Prophet والسلام, in the last rak'ah, when it's a third or fourth rak'ah in the prayer, he used to sit on his left hip or buttock, and he would put his left leg under his right leg. This is the way of sitting. And this is followed by Al-Imam al-Shafi'i and other schools of thought as well. This is the Sunnah. Yet this is not mentioned here. But I mentioned it so that it would be clear to you that it would not confuse you. Throughout the whole prayer, usually he sits like this. How? He sits on the left foot and erects the right foot with the fingers going towards the Kaaba. This is the Sunnah. And if a person's right foot is tired, or he has a sports injury, or he's unable to erect it, then it's no problem if he does not erect it and leave it either to the side or pointing to the back. He did not do the Sunnah, but it is not affecting his prayer. What affects his prayer is the forbidden way of sitting. And the hadith is the Prophet used to forbid us from sitting like the devil, like the shaitan. And how did the shaitan sit? This is an issue of dispute among scholars. Some of them considered erecting both feet and sitting on the heels to be the forbidden way of sitting. And some scholars considered it the sunnah way of sitting. So in Arabia, for example, Sheikh bin Baz, Ibn Uthaymeen, and other scholars consider this to be the forbidden way of sitting. Sheikh al-Albani say that this is the sunnah way of sitting. And it's a difference of interpretation of how to sit. Also, they say part of the forbidden way of sitting is a posture or a way of sitting I cannot do. But only the children, my children, I've seen them, they enjoy doing it. And that is, they sit on their buttocks with their legs beside them. And this is very difficult. And if I tried it, I might not be able to stand up. We usually put our legs like this. No, they spread their legs to the sides and they sit in the middle. And this is very difficult. Scholars say that this is also forbidden to sit. And I do not advise you to try this at home. And finally, she says that the Prophet ﷺ also forbade a man from spreading his hands or arms as a beast. And the Arabic text, it says that you do not make your arms as if in the case of a mattress on the floor. So we know that the sunnah is to make a part, to make it as wide as possible and leave your arms away from your sides. This is a sunnah when you prostrate, because this is a posture that gives strength and agility, and it means that you're awake. But if a sleepy person is there, what would he do? He would, like, you know, you've ever seen a dog sitting? How does a dog sit? He puts all of his arms on the ground. And a lot of the Muslims put their elbows when they prostrate, and this is haram. This is what the Prophet ﷺ forbade from. You have to do this. But if you do this in congregation, depends who's stronger. You will be, you know, giving this man a right elbow and a left elbow. And that is why the companions complained to the Prophet ﷺ that they're harming each other. So the Prophet said, ﷺ, use your thighs. Meaning that instead of doing this, put your elbows on your thighs. But do not by any chance put it on the ground, as this goes against the teachings of the Prophet ﷺ, and it's also not a part of the proper way of praying. And then he concluded his prayer with salam. How many salams? The most authentic opinion is that you offer two salams. Some schools of thought said that the first one is mandatory, the other one is sunnah, but we don't have authentic hadith to back this up. And the way that the Prophet used to offer salam alayhi salam was always reported to us that he offered them twice, except in the funeral prayer. He offered it only once to the right hand side. In the remaining time, do you think we have any questions? MashaAllah, tabarakallah. Let's take the brother. Salam. Where should one place his sight when he's offering ruku'? As the gesture or the posture we have stated, you should do that to the place you put your head in. Because if you're having your head in the same level of your back, this means that it falls exactly on the place where you will be putting your forehead. But if you look between your legs, your head would go a little bit down. So the normal thing is to look straight down, not up, not below, and this would fall in the place of your prostration. Yes, brother.
I have read in a hadith, or I have heard from someone, that Allah's Messenger used to perform two types of salam. That is, assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullah, assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullah. And another type was assalamu alaikum and assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullah.
No. If I'm not mistaken, it is assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh. Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullah. There are hadiths to back this up. And some scholars say that they are sahih hadith, but they are not the norm. The norm, the Prophet used to have them equal. Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullah. Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullah. So those who authenticated these hadith, the insertion of wa barakatuh, say that it is permissible to do it. And those who do not consider it to be authentic, rather they consider it to be shadh. Shadh meaning weird. Only one reported it, but the others did not. So they consider this not to be part of the sunnah. Either way, if you simply limit yourself to saying it, assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullah, assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullah, everyone says that you have done a good job and Allah Azza wa Jal knows best. I'm afraid that this is all the time we have. Until we meet next time, fi amanillah, wassalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh.